This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. A photography exhibition called the Two Mountains Photography Project 3.0 connects two iconic mountains that are almost 4,000 kilometers apart, specifically Mount Kinabalu and Mount Fuji in Japan. The show brings together six photographers from Malaysia and Japan to create personal photo stories about these two mountains, as well as the people and communities who live on or around them. The exhibition is on at the Ilham Gallery until the 27th of January. And joining me today are Stephen Lee, founder and director of the KL Photo Awards, and two of the photographers who are featured in the exhibition, Nadira Zakaria and Nana Safiana. How's everyone today?
Oh, we're very well, thank you.
So, Stephen, how did the idea for the Two Mountains Photography Project come about?
In the year 2013, I was invited to a photo festival in Kobe in Japan. And that's where I met my now counterpart director of this project, Naoko Ota. She's a gallery curator from Tokyo, quite well known in her field. And then we just got chatting about, you know, possible future collaborations between the two countries. And then we decided what topic or subject we can do apart from, you know, the usual cities. And so we thought, why don't we do something that's iconic to both countries? Of course, Mount Fuji is well known as, you know, the symbol of Japan for centuries, you know, through history and art and culture. And but to a lesser extent, Kinabalu. Because us in West Malaysia, you know, probably do not, you know, see Mount Kinabalu as a symbol for Malaysia, but it has appeared in our notes, money notes, and art and culture. So I think it was important to recognize that. So that is how it began originally as a cross-cultural project using photography.
And this is actually the third iteration of the project, right? Hence why it's called 3.0.
Yes, it is.
How has it evolved over from the first to the current one?
The initial one, we each country just commissioned three photographers from in their own home, in their own country, and photographed the mountains. And then we had an exhibition in Kuala Lumpur in 2014. And then subsequently, we were invited to Japan in 2017 for the 2.0, which was sort of a halfway house, actually, you know, just filling the gap between the first one and the current one. And that was held in the Taisho University in Tokyo for 2 months. Then subsequently, the final project was realized now when we had an invitation from Ilham to host the exhibition there.
So it's been the same six photographers from the start to now?
No. The first six were different. And the second also, well, two photographers wasn't featured here. But we had generally all new photographers for the third one.
And how were these photographers selected?
For me, selecting the Malaysian side, Malaysian photographers, was simply from looking at portfolios and also, you know, personally knowing photographers, and then deciding whether they're suitable or not. In that sense, from the Japanese side, I think it's a similar thing. You know, depending on the availability as well.
And Nana and Nadira, you guys are two of three Malaysian photographers that are featured in this exhibition. What drew you to wanting to work on this theme?
When Stephen approached me, I was really excited because when I was 17 years old, I actually lived in Japan for 1 year for an exchange student program. And coincidentally, the small town that I lived in with a Japanese family is in the Shizuoka Prefecture, where we could actually see Mount Fuji on a good day So it allowed me to potentially go back to the small town and reconnect with some of the people that I met in my teens and do a project revolving them and that town. So it was, I gladly said yes in a heartbeat.
And what about you, Nana?
Because I always, same as Nadira, I'm curious about Mount Fuji and all that. But, I mean, when I been commissioned to do this project, it's not my first time. I've been there before, but as a tourist. And then, when I was first time there, I was like, my project is about beauty, you know. So the first time I was there, I was hoping that I can inspire by its beauty, you know. Like, I always hoping to see the perfect Mount Fuji with sunset and sunrise, like beautiful colors and all that. And I didn't realize that I stayed there for 1 week, and I can only see Mount Fuji for like 1 day, and it's so cloudy.
Yeah.
So I became so disappointed. Yeah, and that's why when Stephen commissioned me for this project, I'm excited to go again. But I just want to photograph, you know, like the unseen images of Mount Fuji in any publications. Yeah.
So the idea was that the Malaysian photographers would shoot Mount Fuji and the Japanese photographers would shoot Mount Kinabalu,
yes, yes.
Right? And how much time did you guys spend in Japan?
I spent in Mount Fuji for 2 weeks. And Nadira?
I think I spent around 10 days. Yeah. I mean, ideally, I would like to spend more time.
Yeah.
But because of time limitations and work in Malaysia, I can only allow a certain amount,
And what is the structure of the project? Like, are they just given the brief and then they are free to go with it however they like?
Yes, pretty much. The brief is just for each photographer to photograph the influences and the connections between the mountain and the people that live around the mountain. So it's not necessarily just about the peaks or pretty pictures of that you see in postcards, but more human stories.
And how did the both of you come up with what ended up being your photo stories? Did you go in with a particular idea in mind? Did it emerge while you were there?
I mean, I have this kind of idea, but I couldn't like make it into, you know, one piece yet. So I planned to, you know, just go to the Mount Fuji area and just absorb the energy from there and try to make a piece from my experience during the whole 2 weeks duration, yeah.
And what was your photo story about?
It's about beauty, but, I mean, beauty in mundane, yeah. Like, I told about my experience for the first time. So second time, I wanted to show, you know, you can always experience any places if you appreciate, you know, little things around Mount Fuji. I mean, especially the life around Mount Fuji, anywhere. I mean, Mount Fuji represents any place around the world. You know, as a tourist, you always expect more things from the place itself, right? So, yeah. So my main story is about to experience beauty in mundane.
And Nadira, what about you?
For me, so as I said earlier, I spent a year when I was 17. At that time, I didn't know Japanese at all, but then I picked it up, after a few months, since I didn't speak Malay or English. But one thing that I noticed that on a good day where you could actually see Mount Fuji, I think also, like Nana said, you can't see it every day. If it's cloudy, then it's totally not visible. So on those good days, they would say like, "Ohayo Fuji-san, ah, Fuji-san." So it's as if they're welcoming or greeting Mr. Fuji or Mrs. Fuji. So I found that really fascinating to call a mountain as if it were human. And so I decided for my project, even before I went, I discussed it with Stephen. I knew I wanted to do a portrait series, and I knew I wanted to ask everyone the same question and kind of work around that. And so developing the idea, thinking back about my relationship with Mount Fuji when I was in Japan when I was younger, is that to ask everyone that I meet, if Mount Fuji were a human being, what would you tell him? So from there, I asked them to write notes to Mount Fuji, like, so, dear Mount Fuji, and however that they were feeling. So my project is called Fuji-san Love Letters. So if you go to the gallery, you'll see portraits of the people living in the shadows of Mount Fuji, and then paired with a handwritten letter by them and the translation. And it's quite interesting to see the things that they say. Some of them refer to Mount Fuji as a family member. Mm-hmm. Some of them feel, you know, kind of happy every time they see this big, majestic mountain every day.
Well, we need to go for a break, but when we come back, I'd also love to hear more about the other works in the exhibition and some of the connections that have emerged once the collection has been put together. I'm speaking to Stephen Lee, director and founder of KL Photo Awards, and photographers Nadira Zakaria and Nana Safiana, about a photo exhibition that is currently on at Ilham Gallery called The Two Mountains Photography Project 3.0. We'll be back after a short break. You're listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Welcome back. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. I'm speaking to Stephen Lee, director of the KL Photo Awards, and photographers Nadira Zakaria and Nana Safiana about a photo exhibition that is currently on at Ilham Gallery called The Two Mountains Photography Project 3.0. So the project is a cross-cultural project between Japan and Malaysia. Were there sort of differences that you guys noticed in the works of the Japanese photographers versus the Malaysians in terms of the themes they chose to explore, the stories they chose to tell?
Not really. And now that you come to ask this question, I'm just thinking very, very quickly, and I don't think so. I think each photographer is unique. However, the Japanese approach is, especially with Mikio Hasui's work, is more focused on the landscapes. And I know Japanese culture and aesthetics, they like nature and they revere mountains. And so that is something that I've got from looking at the works. The other photographers, let's see, Yuki Morita approached his project completely differently. His works are very diaristic, very conceptual. And at first, you probably wouldn't understand it if you watched it. He's got a video and 12 small prints that are displayed. But it is open to interpretation. The third photographer is Atsushi Okuyama. Atsushi was total, I think he was a total, you know, I would say a rebel in the whole thing. You know, he approached it completely blindly. He landed at KK, hired a car, and just drove into the nearest mountain village called Ranao without any bookings. And then he approached locals with, you know, very little communication. But he managed to you know, obtain accommodation and an invitation to a wedding as well. So
oh, wow.
he got really close to the villages there. Mm. And that is more like a photojournalistic or documentary photography approach. And it's really refreshing to see that.
And the third Malaysian photographer?
The third Malaysian is Stacy Liu. Again, Stacy's work is very focused. She only concentrated on one subject, which is the Aoki Gahara Forest, which is well known as the Suicide Forest.
That's right, yes.
And again, she wanted to discover why, in general, there's so much negativity written about the forest because of, you know, the events that happened over the years. And so she wanted to experience it herself. And she spent, I think, a week to 10 days and making trips into the forest. And then she said she felt completely different, you know. She felt peace and life. And so her work is also very interesting. As you come to the gallery, it is in a complete, not completely dark, but a very low-lit room with wall posters of her landscapes or forestscapes.
Actually, one of the interesting things about this project is that it positions the photographers as outsiders mm-hmm. in a particular space, right? What was this experience like for the both of you?
Because I've been to Mount Fuji before, so I'm quite familiar with certain area of it. But still, I'm as a guest, you know. But I found that Japanese people are so friendly. They welcome, you know, especially if you're, you know, like politely asking them. So they are very welcoming. But I think we quite experienced the same, you know, roads and all that because it's really small city. They are really friendly, right?
Yeah. So as Nana was saying that, yes, I went back to my old kampung where I could see Mount Fuji on a good day. But I also spent about 5 days in Fuji Yoshida, the same place where Nana went. And yeah, so Fuji Yoshida is located about, half an hour away from the mountain? But you could see Mount Fuji from almost anywhere on a good day. And Fuji Yoshida is actually quite an old town. It's almost like a zombie village.
Yeah, zombie village.
There's, for me, my experience was I experienced a lot of old people living there. There are a lot of shops, you'll see in the pictures I shot a man who works in a glasses shop, a lady, a woman who works in a watch shop, etc. So, what I did was I just made myself lost into the cities, walk through the streets, and just walked into the shops and have conversations with them. And then, like Nana was saying, we're guests in their town. Yeah. And as long as we respect and, you know, just talk to them casually. Yeah. Actually, how I would approach any of my subjects, even if I were in KL or anywhere else, and explain to them my project, what it's for, and if they're comfortable being photographed by me. And almost everybody said yes, and they were willing, and they were even, you know, happy to write down for me, how they felt about Mount Fuji, because it was something that they never thought about doing. So it was a cute experience. I say most because some of the grandpas, the uncles that I visited, they were fun to talk to, but when it came to photographing them, they felt quite shy.
Okay.
But then it was fine, you know. I still had a good chat with them.
And does it change the way you view your own work, or does it sort of recontextualize it now that you've seen it exhibited alongside everyone else's work?
But I think it's quite, surprisingly, even though we went to the same place, everyone has their own interpretations of, you know, what the area, you know, how they experience the place.
We went to the exact same streets, coincidentally. Yeah. We actually stayed at the same Airbnb
place.
But our experience, without photographs, were probably the same, but through our lens, it was kind of really cool to
see. Very different.
She shot all in black and white. I shot color.
Yeah.
I photographed people who actually sat in for me. She photographed more voyeuristic or documentary style. So it was cool to see that someone else who went there at a different time experienced it completely different.
Yeah. Mm.
And what were some of the overall themes or ideas that have emerged now that the all the different photo stories have been put together as an exhibition?
I think what has come out from this exhibition is the story of humanity. You know, as we were discussing, you know, six photographers going to fairly the same similar places, come up with different stories, and each photo story reflects their own personalities, their own approach to doing the story, and the connection I think there is people. You know, although we're focusing on mountains and it's a physical object, but the draw for these photographers are the people that live there. I mean, if you come to see Atsushi's work, you see the wedding and the guests and the couples and then the animals around the villages. And with Yuki's work, He pays tribute to the earthquake in 2015 with a very interesting video, and then with objects that he's discovered on his way, Borneo stamps and images of fallen leaves. And so I think the whole idea of Two Mountains Three is about sharing your own vision with the visitors.
When you look at the exhibition as an audience rather than as a photographer, what are some of the things that were surprising for you or that you didn't expect?
I mean, like, I didn't expect like to see Nadira's idea. Like she came with Fuji letters, love letters. For me, that is so, how do I say it? It's so
refreshing,
refreshing and very intimate, you know? Yeah. Like I was quite amazed, like, she can come up with that idea. So yeah. Because I never thought about it, you know?
Anything, I was surprised when Atsushi-san sent me his final edits because I thought being a lone photographer, a lone Japanese photographer who can't speak English very much, to come to a foreign land, and he assimilated so well into this little village community, and they accepted him. And allowed him to photograph, you know, their wedding and
body language always, you know,
works. Yeah, it's universal. Yeah, like, speaking of Atsushi's work, like, it was nice to see wedding photographs, like, also from the perspective of an outsider. For us, it might be something that we're so used to seeing. And maybe not in a gallery setting. So, but then after hearing him talk about it and the context of him throwing himself there and then his experience, it was quite cool. And also Mikio's work, I felt that it was really nice to see Malaysia photographed that way because it looked like almost not in Malaysia because of the colors and his composition. So it was really, really interesting to see how outsiders approach subjects in our own country when given like a limited amount of time. Yeah.
Mm. I think that's actually the interesting thing about the cross-cultural aspect, right? Which is not just that Malaysian photographers get to experience and photograph a different culture, different place, then we also get an opportunity to see our own country through someone else's eyes.
That's very important, I think, you know, especially between, I'm always talking about the West and the East Malaysia. It's like,
absolutely.
Very, very different.
To most of us in the peninsula, I think sometimes it can be as foreign as foreign countries.
Yes.
And to see, especially Atsushi's work, to see this wedding going on in like a warehouse, you know.
Yeah, that was kind of refreshing for me to see because I've never been invited to that kind of wedding either.
Which is not traditionally what we see here in hotels and ballrooms. It's just probably in some village hall, which is made of, you know, zinc-covered warehouse. And the people are all happy and dancing around, and it's just nice to see it.
So, given that Mount Kinabalu plays such a huge role in the project, have there been East Malaysian photographers or Sabahan photographers involved in the project?
Yes, the first two mountains. We had Flanagan, who comes from KK, and he photographed again very, very interesting portraits of villages of people living around the mountain.
So he was in the first two projects?
He was in the first two, yes.
I see. So for those who haven't experienced a Two Mountains exhibition before, why do you think we should come see it?
Because, like, okay, as a photography exhibition, I think that it's really interesting. You get to see six photographers displaying their works, but in very different ways. You have a room filled with wallpaper. You have video projections. You have an audio-visual kind of photo story by Nana. And then you have kind of, like, it's every single photographer who's involved displayed it in very different ways. So I think it's very interesting and a fun experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's also a learning process, learning about ourselves. Nowadays, we look at what is considered, you know, progress and development through city skylines and, you know, subways. But we always look back now at what nature has given us, mountains, rivers, rain, water, and how people or the humans connect with these elements. And I think it brings it clearly, you know, in this exhibition.
I will make it easy. Like, if anyone never never go to Mount Fuji, so they should come and experience this exhibition before. I mean, like, if they plan to go to Mount Fuji. Mm-hmm. So this is a great opportunity to get Mount Fuji, you know, through our perspective.
Yeah,
Mount Kinabalu.
I've climbed it a few years back, and it's just a wonderful experience. Mm-hmm. I probably would not do it again, but the landscape, you know, changes, you know, the flora as you go up, you know, it changes, and then right at the top. So, and then this is the surrounding, the sense of calmness. And of course, it's a holy mountain for the locals. And that also come through in the exhibition.
Where do you see the Two Mountains Photography Project going? Do you envision other things for it in the future?
Officially, this is the final installment. Don't know, you know, who knows? We can look at it again maybe in a few years' time and see if we can make more progress. Or maybe another collaboration somewhere.
Well, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
I've been speaking to Stephen Lee, director of the KL Photo Awards, and photographers Nadira Zakaria and Nana Safiana about the Two Mountains Photography Project 3.0, a photo exhibition that brings together six photographers from Malaysia and Japan to shoot photo stories of Mount Kinabalu and Mount Fuji. The exhibition is on at Ilham Gallery until the 27th of January. For more information, visit ilhamgallery.com. If you missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on our BFM app. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.